At least 51 people, including 12 police, have lost their lives in central Kyiv since fighting has flared between Ukraine government forces and protesters. Fresh violence set the central Independence Square on fire today as the Russian-backed president, Viktor Yanukovych, met European ministers who are demanding he compromise with political opponents. The Maidan Nezalnosti Square, which gives the protest movement its name, has become the heart and headquarters of the movement since protesters occupied the area almost 3 months ago, when under pressure from Russia, President Yanukovych refused to sign a trade agreement with the European Union. I spoke to Bogdan Voron, who is a reporter in Kyiv and the creator of one of the Maidan art projects. He describes the flaring of violence this week and the feeling of the people in the barricades as police broke through the first line of protesters organized in defense units with water cannons and live ammunition, and he says attacked unarmed and peaceful protesters in the square.
The police forces tried to attack Maidan Nezalezhnosti. They tried to attack the barricades with armored cars, but the cars were burned by protesters with Molotov cocktails. And also there are thousands of wounded people. There were peaceful protesters on the Maidan Nezalezhnosti Square, but police threw grenades and fired real bullets, firearms, so thousands of wounded people, and as you stated, more than 20 people died, they were killed, and the number of killed people will be increasing because we don't know about everybody. The situation was very dramatic. We were standing near the Seine, watching everything that happens. On the first line, protecting the barricades, were self-defense units, people with shields. They covered people, peaceful protesters, and police wounded a lot of dead people. And after, the self-defense units stood ordinary peaceful people without any protection, and they also got wounded by bullets and grenades. And also there was very sad thing that police also threw cocktails of Molotov to the protesters. They burned a lot of stuff on the Maidan, a lot of tents, also the chapel burned down on the Maidan Nezalezhnosti Square. It burned down with other tents, with icons and all things there. And also the big building, nine-floor building, House of Trade Unions, also burned. I must mention about that because there were a medical center. There was also the press center where all journalists from Ukraine and abroad worked. Also, there were some of self-defense units. Fire police, firemen managed to rescue some of the people that stuck on the burned floors of that building, hopefully. So now it's totally burned. And also, I must mention that new medical centers appeared. One of them is in the old historic church, Zoltoverkhy Mikhailivsky Monastery. So it reminds Kyiv people the Mongolo-Tatars times when the Golden Horde burned Kyiv, and they are saying that Kyiv undergo such devastations only two times, under Mongolo-Tatars Nazis. And now.
So Bogdan, you are not going to bend to the attack. You're going to continue with your protests?
Yes, the protesters continue to stand at the Maidan, and I must say that in the western regions, in the western cities of Ukraine, and also in central cities, people are going to protest. On the protest, they are going to the streets, and in Lviv, big western Ukrainian city. All administration buildings were captured by the protesters. There are no police, no intelligence service, no state prosecutors, house, department. Everything is captured.
So you're saying that the people in the rest of Ukraine are showing their support to the Maidan protesters in Kiev?
Yes, there are a lot of buses coming to Kiev to support protesters. The new fresh forces to support people on the Maidan. Also, central Ukraine also is coming to the city centers to show their position, and even in some of the eastern parts of Ukraine. I must say that a lot of people from eastern Ukraine are on Maidan. So it's not a civil war. It's just war against criminals.
Bogdan, were you surprised at the attack by the security, by the government forces, or were you expecting it?
The problem is that everything started from the peaceful demonstration. Self-defense units and ordinary people went to the Verkhovna Rada, legislative branch of the parliament. They rushed to the parliament. It was peaceful demonstration. Then provocation began and the shooting started. So people answered police with cobblestones and Molotov cocktails. But later police began to attack and pushed people out from the government district back to the Maidan Nezalezhnosti.
Who started the provocation?
Opposition leaders and ordinary people witnessed that there were provocators who threw the cobblestones and later they moved back and disappeared in the crowd. And also one of the opposition party's press secretary told that police captured two people in the uniforms of self-defense. Self-defense is the force of protesters. And found the guns in their pockets. And they also found police IDs. So they had the police documents. They were a little bit surprised.
So it's actually police are infiltrating the protesters to become provocators?
We believe that police is using the criminals to begin the provocation, to provoke the violence. And I must say, to be true, that we now don't trust police at all. And there are a lot of information that is not true on the police side. There are no normal investigation. Police state that protesters on the Maidan were killed by their friends, by other protesters, by the extremists. And they called the operation on the Maidan Nezalezhnosti anti-terroristic action. And also there is information from Security Service of Ukraine that criminal case has been launched into attempt to cope by several politicians.
What's happening now from today?
It's not controlled. It developed by people emotions. There is no plan. The opposition leaders have no plan at all. They could stop this thing, I think. I think they could stop the violence with parliament, but parliament failed to make any decisions to stop it. President don't listen to the people, and he asks only about one thing, to leave the Maidan and stay at home.
Are people afraid?
Yes, a lot of people are afraid about what's going on in Ukraine, but you can imagine in the Maidan Nezalezhnosti stand people without any guns. They are unarmed, and they are facing the death, and they are so desperate that they don't fear about bullets and grenades at all. I can see the heroic, true heroism there on the Maidan Nezalezhnosti. And also you can see the photos of old people, and I saw by myself old people who has 80 70, 60 years, they are helping, supporting the protesters, moving the cobblestones and feeding the protesters with snacks.